Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Let's talk about what happens in the summer. Everyone goes on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And those romances that happen on vacation, we're now discovering never work.
Never.
Almost never work. Because, you know, when you go on vacation and you meet somebody, endorphins are high. Everything's perfect. You're getting waited on hand and foot. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But then you get off of vacation, you realize that's not the real world. That's not real life. I actually now have to be in a relationship with this person that I had this perfect experience with.
Yeah, that's like all those people on Love Island.
Right.
So now off the island, and they're going to have to deal with real life.
Yeah.
So the question is, have you ever really stayed in a relationship with somebody that you met on vacation? I'm going to guess no. I don't think that really ever, very rarely works.
Have you even gone into a relationship with someone on vacation?
No, not vacation.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like vacations for vacation.
Right. Yeah. That's how it feels. Like, vacation's a vacation from responsibility.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, if you start a relationship, it's too much work. Yeah.
I'm not starting a responsibility on vacation.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I do. It's never happened for me, but I do remember one of my girlfriends and I, we decided to go to Cuba for New Year's
mm-hmm.
one year. And we were told, we were warned to look out for mermen.
Okay, mermen?
Mermen. That's like, what they call them.
Like mermaids, mermen?
I guess so. Like men in the water. So what happens is, because, you know, for a variety pack of reasons, some men want to flirt with Canadian American women traveling and can maybe cozy up, maybe get into a relationship.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of the beaches in Cuba, most of them are private with the different resorts.
Gotcha.
So you can't just come onto the beach and do your thing. So we were in the ocean, my girlfriend and I, we were having a good time. We were just, you know, just for us. We were hot girl summer. We were just having our best summer on like noodles in the ocean. And all of a sudden, we were surrounded by mermen.
Wait, they just came out of the water?
Yeah. They didn't come out. They were just around us all of a sudden, flirting with us in the ocean. And then we just started laughing. We looked at each other. We were like, these are the mermen. Like, this exists. Like, they actually are were warned about.
So are there these dudes that are just swimming, waiting in the water. Like
waiting in the water.
And they just appear like, hello.
Hello. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, hi. And what they want to do is come out of the ocean with you into your resort and maybe into your heart and your life and your Canadian life.
So
I don't know.
What was his name? What was your merman's name?
We noodled away.
Okay.
We literally paddled our noodles out to another area, a merman-free area. But I don't know if anyone else has been to Cuba and had that experience.
The merman experience.
It was interesting.
I'm just imagining Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Breaching on the rocks.
Yeah. I was like, Ursula's going to take my voice. I'm a redhead. Like, this is all happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyone who's gone to, like, Jamaica knows about the rent-a-dread. Have you heard about that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. Oh, you never heard about that?
No.
You guys know the term?
Rent-a-dread.
Let me tell you something. You go to Jamaica, you end up on a beach with some dude with locks that walks up to you, and is like, yo, gal, just, you know, go the other way.
Okay.
Yeah, just noodle the other way.
Maybe noodle and walk the other way because he's, you know, he definitely wants to hook up and have some fun.
Yeah.
But he probably also wants a green card.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the American version of that. I don't know the Canadian.
Yeah. A little 90-day fiance action.
Exactly.
My show obsession.
But you know how many relationships start like that? I know so many girls that got caught out there like that.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, girl. I'll have friends. Why am I telling the secret? I had a friend from college.
Oh,
she sent me a picture. Jamar, I went to Jamaica and I met somebody. Oh, no. Who'd you meet? His name is Desmond. I'm like, oh, geez. I said, show me the picture. I go, he wants papers.
She's like, you knew.
I knew. I was like, I know. Yeah, but guess what?
Oh, boy.
Married and two kids later.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's not having a good time.
I was supposed to say,
me too. I was like, aw.
I was like, joke's on you.
No, joke's on her.
Oh, no.
Joke's on her.
Guys, no one's ever warned me about this.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know.
It's a thing. And I didn't know if it was just a warning or if it was real until literally I was in the ocean surrounded by mermen. I'm like, oh, no, this is an actual thing. It's not just a thing you read about on a travel blog. Like, they are right beside me.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of Love Island. Everyone wants to get off the island.
That's true. They want to get on.
You got to find somebody. Anyway, be careful on vacation because according to the research, you don't find romance on vacation. Only 13% find like someone and fall in love in real life. Doesn't happen. It's just a dream. You'll be talking with strangers today if you take part in this new viral trend that's happening. Number neighbor. Now, we all have a mobile phone or a cell phone, whatever you want to call it. And we all have our own number. But who's your neighbor? That's the question you can answer today. the essentially the number neighbor is the person who's either one digit on either side of your number. So if the last four digits of your number are, say, 3546, your number neighbor would be 3547 and 3545.
Yeah.
And what people are now doing is they're texting their number neighbor just to say, hello. Neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. Hey, yeah. What's up, neighbor? Maybe you have got one of these texts and been like, what is going on?
Right. You should definitely try this today.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do it too. And these are some of the responses that people have posted on social media to what their number neighbors have said when they text them. For example, person says, hey, number neighbor. Person responds, hi, who's this? Just a little thing going around on the internet where people send a text to the person with the same number except the last digit, one more or one less. And then the response is, oh, cool, how old are you? Person says, I'm 23, how old are you? Number neighbor says, 13.
Yikes.
So you're 23 doing an internet challenge? End of conversation.
We got one that was a little more, shall we say dark? Howdy, number neighbor. What the hell is a number neighbor? Who are you? And then they explain it. It says, hey, Phil, I'm Maddie. If you text me again, you'll be neighbors with my grandmother. She died 5 years ago. Oh. Dark. Dark.
That's a nice response. That's kind of funny.
It's trying to be friendly.
This is one of my favorite ones. There's a trend about texting your number neighbor, basically. So, hi. Person responds with laughing emojis. Sorry to bother. I don't know if you're a girl or a guy, but I sell hair and lashes. And then the person puts their website of their hair and lash thing.
They're using it as like a business proposition?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The number neighbor responds with a picture of his bald head and then says, how much is the hair? Point is, you never know who or what is on the other line or on the other side of your number.
I saw number neighbors that became friends.
Really?
This one, Caitlin. I like. So it started where the one number neighbor who initiated the contact texts them, you up. Right?
Oh, boy.
That's the infamous two words you know when a booty call is happening.
Exactly, so yeah.
You up, and then the other person writes back, holy crap, it's my neighbor. They knew right away.
Really?
And then they were like, yeah, it is.
I love it.
And they said, is my neighbor a crackhead? Why are you up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday? And then they have kind of the same sense of humor, and you see them get into this hilarious back and forth, and then they did a follow-up post of them FaceTiming each other, and they're just like in tears laughing.
Really?
I love that. Often these internet challenges, I mean, I guess it started with Ice Bucket Challenge, and that was really, it did good for the world, right? Yeah. And then a whole bunch of them came out, and you're like, blah, blah, blah. But this one, I feel like connects strangers in a really, I don't know, awesome way.
Or connects stalkers to their prey, however you want to look at it.
I guess so.
Whatever you want to say. Lainey in the house. What's up? Let's just talk right now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have romance news about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
So Jake Gyllenhaal has been dating a French model since last year, but he's pretty undercover. As I like to say, he keeps his ish tight.
Mm.
And so they don't go out and like hold hands. Typically, he never talks about her. But last night, his play premiered on Broadway, and he walked the carpet, of course.
Sure.
But then she showed up on the red carpet.
Okay.
Now, they didn't pose together on the red carpet, but by his standards, because he never does this with any of his romances, for her to show up, it's the equivalent of red carpet official by his standards. Then she went to the after party with him. And a lot of people have been talking about how serious they are. Like, just a couple days ago, Page Six, the New York gossip column, everybody reads it, was saying they're getting really serious. She's met the parents. They've gone to Martha's Vineyard together. So for Jake to still bring, her name is Jeanne Cadieux, for Jake to still bring Jeanne to the event and have her pose, knowing people would talk about it, knowing we would talk about it on the radio, it means they don't care. They're out there. And clearly, it's getting pretty serious.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if this is bad news for people on a Friday morning because, you know, he's a kind of a boyfriend for an imaginary boyfriend.
We already broke everyone's heart with the Tess and Scott on News.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. But people are not handling. There is a whole truther movement about Tessa and Scott.
Yes.
Like people who think that they've applied the Twihard philosophy to Tessa and Scott. You know, that the people who think that Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are actually together in real life and have two babies and are married. You don't know about these people?
No.
Yes. Oh my God. They're amazing.
They're an interesting sect.
The equivalent of those people are Tessa and Scott fans. And I think they're hopefully, hey guys, stop being mean to this woman. I mean, she, Jackie, her name's Jackie. Yeah. Do not be mean to her. Scott loves her. They're getting married. Like, you know, calm down.
Yeah, it's a happy time.
There is some nastiness happening on...
That's unpleasant.
I know.
We had them on our show, and I will say that when they came in, there were an inordinate number of people texting and reaching out to me being like, so?
I know.
Are they really together?
Body language.
Does this happen? Because I know them a little bit through the years.
Sure.
And so, again, people are like, so are they so cute together? And when I say no, they're friends, a thing happens to their faces.
Yeah.
First, it's hope. Then becomes disappointment and then becomes suspicion. Like, I must be one of the
evil in on it.
Conspiracy people trying to, like, you know, keep them from living their lives.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Another couple that people always wonder, or they previously wondered, are they, aren't they, I think they definitely are, is Shawn Mendes.
Oh, Shawn and Camila. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday was his birthday. Mm. Happy 21st birthday, legal now in many parts of the States. And so Camila was in LA earlier this week. Did her work there, flew back immediately to New York to join Shawn for his B-Day. They were walking around New York yesterday all day holding hands, being really cute. Then there was a birthday party.
Okay.
And there's video online, it's not hard to find, of him standing in front of like this birthday cake surrounded by friends. She runs up and kisses him romantically.
Wow.
He puts his hands on her face. I'm like trying to act it out for you guys.
I know, it's good.
It's passionate... kiss that lasts a solid 3-4 seconds. Like, let's just count that out.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Oh.
Two. Three.
That's a good kiss.
With four.
The face cup.
But here is his ma was standing beside him.
Ew.
So for those people who don't believe, I mean, the mom's not going to stand right there and watch a fakeness go down.
Right.
This is real. My obsession. The summer love of 2019. Shawn, Camila forever and ever.
Yeah. All Shamila. Right. Shamila for life.
These photos look really cute of them together.
Just strolling.
Just strolling.
Oh, they're so happy. It takes you back to a time in your life when you were that age and you were in love in the summer. And so thank you for letting me end my Friday post with some happy love
news. Very, very happy good news. And more of that coming up tonight, CTV, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
Great. Are they officially Shamila?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
Shamila sounds like a whale's name.
Shamila.
I know. They could be come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on or Shamila.
It could be come on.
All right.
I did see the paparazzi were asking, oh, when are you going to get him for his birthday? And he was like, how about just letting us walk down the street in peace?
Yeah.
How about that? So hopefully they got that. Well, they're never going to get that.
That'll never happen.
Thank you, Lainey.
Thanks, Lainey. Allow me to tug at your heartstrings with like tow truck resembling torque. It's the Museum of Broken Relationships. It's a new pop-up that just happened here in Toronto. Now, you know how they have, like, the... well, those are the pop-ups that happen.
Like Happy Place.
And, they had the Ed Sheeran pop-up. It's like a trend in the marketplace. The Broken Relationship pop-up is happening at Queen's Quay. And, essentially, it's a traveling museum that actually started in Croatia. What they do is they go to each city. They've been to, I think, about 53 cities at this point. And they ask the people, the locals of the town, us being Toronto at this point, to donate items from your breakup or from your loss in a relationship. And then they put these items on display and they tell a little short story about each item, symbolizing and connecting us all through heartbreak.
Because we are.
Because we've all been jilted and brokenhearted, and this is a way to memorialize those things. So you could go check it out the address.
Harborfront Center.
Harborfront Center, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's on until September 8th.
What would you donate to the Museum of Broken Relationships? Why don't you text us right now at 104536. 104536. Make one item donation to the Breakup Museum in Toronto. And you could pull out tissues right now because
my empty Ben and Jerry's tub.
Oh no! Is it when the ex you guys broke up? You went in on some Ben and Jerry's?
Sure. No, I just feel like that's kind of a typical answer. It was funny. I was still using his Netflix password.
So it would be.
I would donate that.
It'd be a post-it note with the Netflix password.
Exactly. I'm like, very, very funny. I gotta grow up and change this.
Okay.
No, there's lots of different stuff. I mean, there's like actual items like mugs and things you would think, but then there's also unfinished crossword puzzles from their Sunday morning ritual, like some sort of haunting
symbolism.
Yeah.
Unfinished crossword puzzle. Oh, that's grim,
right? Isn't it?
It's like the. Oh man.
I know.
What would you donate to the breakup museum, Caitlin?
I think the funniest thing I could donate would be it was a gift from my high school boyfriend, and at the time, Charlie's Angels was a big movie, like with Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu, and they released a line of Charlie's Angels aviator sunglasses.
Okay.
And because they all wore them in the movie. And I had a pair of these like red, sort of like transition lens looking aviators that had like a rhinestone star on
them. Oh, yes, I know those.
And they came in like a special silver, bright Charlie's Angels case. I just think that's such a funny item to have. He knew how much I loved the movie, and so he bought them for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's jewelry there, because that's one thing. You know, he gave me like a key, like a lock and key kind of thing to wear around your necklace.
From what I see mugs. I see a mirror with lipstick and writing on there. I see a stiletto shoe. There is a like a hand mirror. What would I donate?
Yeah, what would you donate?
When we broke up many, many years ago, she had just gotten back from, I forgot what carnival. She probably went to like Miami Carnival or something like that.
Okay.
She came back with her costume. I was like, this is over. Da, da, da. We had a big loud break. I'm leaving. I'm going to my friend's house. And she took her costume and one feather fell off the costume onto my kitchen floor. I would donate the feather and just leave it.
Poetic.
There. It is the feather. The last straw of this relationship. The last feather.
The last plumage.
That's exactly what it is. All right, until she flew away.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Okay, like someone texted in and said that they would donate their wife.
Okay.
Awkward.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Don't you mean ex?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Oh, the. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh. All right, well, you can check out that museum at Queen's Quay, the Breakup Museum in Toronto.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.